You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Today, Miss Jordan Johnson, Ben Davis graduation coordinator. Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I am John Easter. Good morning. Hopefully you're having a great morning in Indianapolis as we end another week. And man, things are going so fast now that we're into May. We are less than 1 month away from graduation and the end of the school year here at Ben Davis High School, which is wild to think about. For Area 31, we're a few days really away from finals and everything else that's going on. And of course the districts around the area all end at different times. So, you know, it is here, and this school year has gone so fast. It's been a great school year, but it has moved with lightning speed. By the way, speaking of speed, getting set to kick off events out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with the Grand Prix this weekend. If you're headed out to that, looks like we're going to have beautiful weather on Saturday for the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. And hopefully it's a safe month and we get things going. We'll have much, much more about the Indianapolis 500. And a couple weeks, we actually will be welcoming the voice of the 500, Mark Janes, the radio voice of the 500, will be with us in a couple of weeks here on Voices of the West Side. Next week, we have the Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears will be on the program. So that's kind of how we're closing out the year here on Voices of the West Side. But speaking of events and things that we have going on, we've got this thing over here to my left because I'm running the show today. Kieran's under the weather. So we have that thing called the And we do have a lot on the big board this week. Of course, prom coming up Saturday. That's tomorrow. If you're listening on Sunday, it's already happened. From 7 to 10 p.m. at the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, it is prom 2025. Hopefully everyone has a very safe weekend with that. Seniors with Extraordinary Artistic Talent, better known as SWET, is next week from 6:30 to 9 p.m. here at Ben Davis. That is where all the seniors get to showcase their artwork and things. That will once again be next week, 6:30 to 9 p.m. next Saturday. Wayne Walks is a week from today, so if you're a senior, who'll be picking up your cap and gown actually today. We talk about that a little bit here in the interview in just a minute. But, Wayne Walks coming up May 16th. Students wear their caps and their gowns, and they walk through the halls of their high school or their elementary schools and their junior high schools and get celebrated by all the students and the teachers, and it's pretty awesome. So that's Wayne Walks. That's next Friday. We've got the Giant 5K Memorial Run and Walk from 8 a.m. on May 26th. That is Memorial Day, and it's a new event that the ROTC program is has created to help their program go to nationals and things. We talked about that a couple of weeks with Major Dan Haggerty. And if you want to listen to that show, you can go back and listen on Audio Boom or wherever you get your podcasts. And then, of course, the big event for seniors, graduation, June 7th at Giant Stadium. That is at 6 p.m. on that night. And we're going to talk much, much more about graduation here in just a moment. Let's see some other things going on. Talked about all of that. Boys track senior night is tonight here at Ben Davis High School, the Ben Davis Invitational. Finals week for Ben Davis will be June 6th through the 4th. Pardon me, June 2nd through the 4th. And Area 31 finals are May 20th and 21st. A unified game day coming up next week on the 13th from 7:30 to 2 here at Giant Stadium. That is just an awesome event if you've never been a part of the Unified Game Day. Pretty cool. So look for coverage on that and much, much more. That is everything that we have on the big board. just wrapping up our marathon that we had last week. If you listened to that, thank you so much. WBDG was actually able to raise $2,765, so we went over our goal. So thank you very much. We'll push the magic button for that. Absolutely. Thank you for all you did for WBDG. So earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with the graduation coordinator of graduation here at Ben Davis High School, Ms. Jordan Johnson. She's an English teacher here at Ben Davis, but another one of her duties is that she's the one that plans out and makes the ceremony happen. So we had her on to talk about some of the changes because graduation is moving this year. We'll talk a little bit about that and much, much more. So here now is that interview. So I'm joined by Jordan Johnson here on Voices of the West Side. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and welcome. I know you said this is your first time in our studios, so welcome to our studios.
Yes, thank you. It's beautiful back here.
Yeah, it's we're quite lucky, so we're very fortunate. So we're here to talk about Ben Davis High School graduation, which is coming up in June.
Yes.
If you know the exact date.
June 7th at 6 p.m.
June 7th at 6 p.m. And there are some major changes to graduation this year, which we'll address, I'm sure. But also, in addition to your graduation coordination duties, you're also a teacher here. So what do you do here at Ben Davis High School when you're not coordinating a graduation for 1,000 young people?
When I'm not coordinating the graduation, I am an English teacher. I teach African-American literature, and I also teach AP African-American studies.
So you have a full teaching load.
Oh, yes.
In addition to what you do with graduation.
Yes.
What kind of challenges does that present at this time of year when it's the busiest time of year for teachers as well, as students are getting things done and getting those things turned in, you're grading work, and then you also have to deal with the seating chart and things like that, and all these changes this year.
Yes. So it can be challenging. We are getting closer. Like I said, I'm an AP African American Studies teacher. So my AP students will be taking the AP exam. So we've been getting ready for that in the thick of planning graduation. But my English class is actually ahead of schedule. So we have finished our book, and we are ready to do our very last assignment and final. And we are ahead of schedule, so I love them for that.
Yeah, that's great to get some time to really focus in on graduation because there are a lot of changes this year. If, you know, back in my day, when I was a student here at Ben Davis, we graduated in the gym, and we got like 4.5 tickets or whatever. I don't know. It was not very many tickets. I think we got 5, which created some, you know, struggles in the family because – I mean, 5 is mom and dad and, you know, my brother. And that's not even enough for, you know.
Grandparents.
Right, exactly. So it was kind of like one of those situations where it was like, okay, who do we invite? Sorry, you can't, you know. So that was kind of one of those things. But now the students get significantly more tickets because of moving it here to Ben Davis High School.
Yes.
To the football stadium. So, yeah, before it was at
the
Coliseum, the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. So you coordinated it there last year.
Yes.
And now you're bringing it back home to Ben Davis. What has that experience been like?
It's been great to bring it back to the building. Former students, our alumni, are really excited about some of our alumni who work here are very excited about seeing kids graduate the same way they did. Mr. Adonis, who's one of our dean's assistants, graduated on Giant Stadium, and kind of in a full circle moment, he'll be reading names this year. He can experience the other side of graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And was there any specific reason it was moved back to Ben Davis from the Coliseum?
Oh, yes. So our graduation is normally held the Monday following the last day of school, the Sunday following the last day of school.
Right.
But this year, that Sunday fell on the Indiana statewide hog show.
Oh.
And so the fairgrounds will be filled with pigs. And we decided that having our students get ready in a parking lot, because pigs have to be air conditioned because they do sweat, we decided that if we brought it back home, it would be a better experience.
Yeah, I would agree. I would think so, because, you know, pigs, certainly there's an odor and everything else that goes along with pigs as well. So they can have their show and we can have our graduation then. So it'll be at the football stadium, which is not something unprecedented. You have some, you know, things to look back. I think it was 2014 that it was there, because the Indiana Farmers Coliseum was under construction. I think our graduation moved out there maybe in 2008-ish, somewhere in there, and moved to the Coliseum. Then they had the construction of the new interior of the Coliseum. We were at, I think, the convention center for 1 year, which was not, I mean, it's a lot to go downtown and find parking and everything. So then it was here in 2014, and then back to the Coliseum. Will it be staying here forever, or is this a 1 year one-off, or are you
so
not sure
yet? So our
plan
is to move it here long-term.
Excellent.
And make the changes that we need to our stadium and be able to graduate here at the football field.
That's cool. That's really good. I think there is something about graduating at the school, you know, making it on your football field or in your gym. I can remember just, you know, all those things. And when you take the pictures, you know, the backdrop is here rather than at the Coliseum.
Instead of the brick wall at the Coliseum.
which has its purpose. I mean, it was a great facility. But in the fairgrounds, people were always awesome.
Yeah, they were.
I know, you know, just anything we needed. And they kind of had it down to a science, because at one point it just seemed like Monday was this, Tuesday was this school, Wednesday was this school. So the they were just wonderful to work with. In the times that I did it, I did read names at graduation up until last year. It seems like it was last year. I think maybe 2024, 23 was the last year I did names. And that is a whole production in itself to get all the names correct and get all the pronunciations. So how do you do those things as well with the students and try to make sure that all those details are kind of in line?
Well, coming up this month, we will have our name readers in the cafeteria, so students can meet with the name readers and give them the name pronunciation, and they'll be there for the better part of a week as we close out this month. And then they will also have another opportunity to give name pronunciations after practice. So practice is at 8 a.m. on June 7th, and students are expected to attend in order to walk, and then they will have a last-minute chance to do name pronunciations as well.
So for those people that maybe do remember 10 years ago, there's going to be a lot of people that don't. So what are some of the new details that they're going to have to be aware of having the graduation here at Ben Davis?
So we expect a full crowd. A giant stadium can hold about 13,000 people. Every graduate is going to receive 10 tickets. So we will almost be at capacity if every graduate uses all 10 tickets, or every senior, I should say, uses all 10 tickets. So you should be aware that you should get here early. Seating is first come, first serve. We will have special seating for deaf and hard of hearing, that it will be closer to the stage. But we do ask that doors will open at 6 o'clock. We ask that people get there early so that way they can sit down and have a place. We are going to be using all of our available parking. We will have parking signs at all of our entrances, as well as Chapelwood. Families should also be aware that there are going to be no families in the MPA, or our multi-purpose place where our graduates
will be staging,
but we will use the band's practice field as a place where families can meet their graduates, where they can also take pictures with their graduates in the caps and gowns. Previously at the fairgrounds, our graduates would walk into an area to get ready for staging, and then at the end of the ceremony, graduates turn in the rented gown and they receive their diplomas. So this year, they'll be able to take more photos with their families in those graduation caps and gowns. And we are also getting a photograph backdrop so that they can take a picture here at the campus with their families in their regalia.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
So you said it's at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And I know that you have contingencies for rain or anything else, because it is now going to be outside. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to start bribing the weatherman and the weather woman and the weather people that they keep the rain away, even though they don't really have any, you know, they don't have any say in that. But what are the contingencies for rain if that should happen? And by saying that, I'm not telling it to do that. I just want to be clear.
Yes, we are all knocking on wood and crossing our fingers and hoping for a very dry, sunny, but not too hot day. Maybe with a little breeze. if I could ask for it.
We lucked out in 2014. We really did luck out. Yeah. Because it was like 75, 76 degrees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a nice day. We did still have, I think, some people that had some heat issues. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. that's something to consider because it is outside. So
yes.
If you have people that are sensitive to heat, are there other ways that they can view the ceremony?
Oh, yes. So to go back to our rain delays,
I skipped over that, didn't I?
We have 6 rain delay plans that are all found on the Ben Davis website. If you are sensitive to heat, we will have waters available for purchase in the stadium. We know that we are allowing infant food and bottles in, but no outside food or drinks, but we will have water available for our visitors and our guests, our family members. And then if you are sensitive to heat, or if you know someone who wants to support you in your graduation, but they cannot make it, the wonderful staff here at BDTV will be streaming on the YouTube page.
Yeah, so you can just jump on YouTube. And I know they have them lined up that day
mm-hmm.
Because they're doing the adult, they're doing the BDU graduation.
Yeah.
I think I was listening to Mr. Goins talk about that. It was like, we have this, and all that day. So they're going to be graduationed out probably by the end of the night. But
yes.
Another thing, too, and I don't think people realize this, especially if you haven't had a student go through Ben Davis before, our graduation moves. It doesn't,
yes.
It's not, you know, I went to a graduation one time at another school, and you know, they had the choir perform and the band played some. They had a slideshow, and it was like, you know, 2.5 hours. The Ben Davis graduation is no frills. It flies.
Yeah, we make sure we get it. We've got a lot of graduates, and we want to make sure we put our focus on our graduates. So we will, of course, have speeches by our valedictorian, salutatorian, and our class officers. But I think last year I timed it, and after 30 minutes, we were calling names.
Yeah, it's remarkable every year. And then, you know, as a name reader, you start looking and you're like, okay, I'm in the
mm-hmm.
R's. Oh, I'm in the W's.
Yeah.
What the heck? I'm on my last page. So it does fly. And, you know, it's usually about just a little bit over an hour to 90
yeah.
minutes and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very rare that it would ever go over that
yeah.
that time period. So it's not a long graduation at all. So if you're concerned about that, you probably shouldn't be. I feel like I'm leaving out some things. So we talked about the change. We
mm-hmm.
talked about the details, parking. We talked about the contingencies if it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to having it back here at Ben Davis? I know you talked about how some of the staff was, but you as the coordinator, are you looking forward to having it here?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited to bring it back to BD, especially on the stadium where our students have had so many memories, being in Purple Rain, being on football team, track, our soccer team. A lot of them spend a lot of time at the stadium. So I think this will be a great send-off for them. So I'm very excited to see it, very excited to plan it, and also excited to have them be here just the one last day
yeah.
so they can look around and see their building one last time.
And I think that is important. I really do. believe me, when you get now I'm 32 years out from graduation. I went to my reunion and had a blast, and we talked about a lot of the things we were doing at Ben Davis High School. And you don't really realize that until you're out of school.
Yeah.
And looking back about what it's like and how much fun you had. So that's something I think that students will take and remember. You're kind of giving them a new memory.
Yeah.
of the stadium. So one last thing with what you do with graduation, being the coordinator, it's your second year. What was your first year like doing this? And did you enjoy it? Obviously, you came back for a second year.
Glutton for punishment. So last year was my first year as the official graduation coordinator for the 23-24 graduation was last year.
Yeah.
The 22-23 graduation, I was like an intern. So I was following our now assistant principal, Mr. Brayton Mendenhall, around, kind of learning how to do the job, looking at how to make the list. So that made becoming the graduation coordinator for that first year very easy. And I still work very closely with Mr. Mendenhall. He's been a great help. But being able to add your own distinct touches to graduation, it does feel very special to know that, like, oh, that's something I picked, like,
right,
something I had, you know, a say in.
And it is a lot different than it used to be as far as decorating caps and things like that. That used to not be allowed. And now, you know, students, however they want to decorate their cap, as long as it's appropriate, celebrating their heritage, their accomplishments, the accomplishment of graduating, which is huge for a lot of our students, because we do sometimes have first-generation high school graduates in our students population, and then first-generation that may go to college, or we have people like that that attend Ben Davis High School. So it's a big deal for these families. Having it at the football stadium, I have to think, helps, too, with just the noise and the excitement that families have when they get there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you always tell them, let's recognize everyone as a whole, but, you know, we used to take an informal bet as to how far would we get into the list before you got the first woo, and then, you know, then it would go on. So some years you get through the top 30 and into the A's, and then that first family, and then it's on.
You know?
And then it's, but still, you remind that it is a dignified ceremony.
Yes, it is a ceremony, and we do ask that our families, you know, allow each student to shine. Because we do have about 1,068 names to get through. So, we got a big class this year. So, we want each student to shine. But one of the things I do love, sitting on the stage is looking out and seeing all of our students' families with the flags from their countries.
Yes.
It's like one of the most beautiful things to see them waving those flags.
One last thing. I know we have mentioned Adonis Dix, who's going to be one of the name readers, but who else do you have reading names?
Christy Chambliss. She is a teacher in our English as a Second Language program.
Yes, that's great. Anything else that you wanted to add here before we go?
Before we leave, I just want to remind all of our graduates that they get 10 tickets. They are allowed to decorate their caps as long as the caps are school appropriate. They can only wear cords, so there should be no custom stoles because it covers the Ben Davis crest that goes on the gown. So only approved cords for National Honor Society, National Technical Honor Society, and the armed services. Also, I want to remind them that practice is mandatory and that they should pick up their caps and gowns on May 9th. That is this Friday. Should pick up caps and gowns during lunch periods and after school.
So if you're listening to this live on Friday, when we'll air this, that is today.
Yes.
That you should pick up your cap and gown at lunch.
And then the following weekend on the 16th will be Wayne Walks. Which doesn't fall under the graduation coordinator's list of duties, but it is a reminder that there will be Wayne Walks. So if you are thinking about decorating your cap and you want to have it decorated for Wayne Walks to go see your elementary teacher, you should get a move on the weekend over prom and decorate
right.
it.
Right, yeah. You're gonna be busy on prom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you might want to get started that following Monday and the rest of the time. And seating is first come, first serve. So make sure you're on time. Make sure that if you are a graduate participating, that you don't return to the ceremony too late, because then you're going to be parked very far away.
Who knows where.
We will have two shuttle drivers here on campus taking you to the ceremony. So if you or someone that you know has a mobility issue, or if you just got an unlucky parking spot, look out for the shuttle, because it will take you to the stadium.
It's a huge campus. And there are lots of parking spots.
Yes.
You may not know where they all are, but they'll be out there.
Yeah, we will have signs directing you. And we will also have a special handicap parking as well, closer to the stadium.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for having me.
To coordinate this. I know it's a huge deal, and a lot of people appreciate what you do. So thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jordan Johnson here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. She has the exact right personality for doing that job as graduation coordinator. I know I said there during the show, or during the interview as we talked, that I had read names, and I did that for 2008 all the way up till 2023. I actually missed one, 2006, I think, all the way up till 2023. I missed one in there because I had to attend a graduation myself for my nephew. But it was, you know, one of those things where there's so much that goes in to planning that graduation ceremony and making sure that everything comes out exactly correctly. Just for example, when you walk in to the ceremony, all that has to be choreographed. All that has to be perfect for it to look right, for the kids to get in there, for the seniors to walk across the stage, for them to get their diploma covers, for them to go back, turn in their graduation gowns. All of those things have to be coordinated. So there's so many details that have to be figured out. So George Johnson does a tremendous job. And actually, all of the Ben Davis counselors are involved, as well as the administrators and everyone else. So custodial staff this year is going to be big as well. Maintenance staff, making sure everything's perfect out at Giant Stadium. It is just going to be a big undertaking to have it here at Ben Davis once again. But it's great that graduation is back at Ben Davis High School instead of the Indiana Farmers Coliseum, where, again, I mentioned it in the broadcast or in the interview, just a tremendous opportunity to have it here. But the people out at the fairgrounds were amazing. They were just amazing. So that's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side for this week. Next week, again, we will welcome the Marion County prosecutor. Mr. Ryan Mears will be with us, Prosecutor Mears. And I met up somewhere a couple weeks ago at an event, and he was like, "Hey, I really enjoyed working with BDTV on that PSA that we did, and hey, I'd like to come back out. Just send me some dates." So we sent him some dates, and Prosecutor Mears will be our guest next Friday here on Voices of the West Side. Get well wishes to Kieran Sandula. Hopefully he feels better, and Miles Sprong as well, who usually is our backup producer. Miles as well has been under the weather this week, so hopefully they get well. If you're out there, have a great weekend. If you're going out to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to the Grand Prix, make sure that you celebrate responsibly. It is that time of year. So we do remind, as Kieran does every week, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive either. So yeah, that's this week's Voices of the West Side. We'll be back next week with much, much more. So thanks for tuning in.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.